So Padre Pio was known to say, "I fear mercy more than I fear justice." What can he mean by this? Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we take a glimpse into the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a mystic and a miracle worker. He was a Capuchin friar. Do stay tuned to this channel. We present you a series of short videos so that you can find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you. We do ask you to help us with our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our video, share the video with your friends and colleagues. If you are not subscribed, if you are new to the channel, do subscribe, and you'll have to click that reminder bell as well. Now, I'm sure we've all heard a lot of talk of God's mercy. What exactly does it mean? Is it just something that enables us to continue living our lives in a state of sin? Would that be true or false mercy? So Padre Pio, knowing the answer to this, always taught people they must not abuse this idea of mercy. And perhaps the difference between us ordinary people and the really mystical souls is that they can see the value in the suffering on the cross. They can see the passion, but they can also see the resurrection that it brings in our lives. So we all have the cross, but it's difficult sometimes to see the good that will come out of it. And here is a for instance from some mystic who said this: "Suffer, I always suffer, and I don't want the cross to be taken away from me, because suffering with Jesus is dear to me. As I contemplate the cross on Jesus' shoulder, I always feel strengthened," they said, "and exult in his holy joy." So the strength and the holy joy is part of the redemptive value in the suffering. And for Padre Pio, the cross was a sign of our Lord's predilection or favor. Now, in the story, there were two spiritual children of Padre Pio. And the first was an engineer called Cremonini, and the other was a notary called Cuachi. And they were having a discussion as they traveled along in their car, and then it turned into a heated debate, a heated argument, and they ended up not speaking to each other for hours and hours. They were, however, two good people, and they actually had a very good, sincere friendship between them. But they were just really determined not to give an inch in this argument. Dr. Cuachi had insisted that when one is given a cross, it is necessary to accept the cross and to then ask our Lord's help in carrying the cross, but also to give him thanks for the cross. And the engineer Cremonini agreed with most of this, almost all of it, but not with that idea that one needs to kiss the hand that makes one suffer. Suffering, of course, always has something terrible associated with it. It's not easy. It goes right against our grain as humans. So because of that, how can we kiss the hand that gives us the suffering? And this dispute was brought to Padre Pio. He had to act now as the arbiter between the two of them. What was he going to do? Well, with a slight smile, he turned to the engineer and said, "Let's make a human comparison. Imagine that you owe me a lot of money and that things have been arranged in such a way that because of this debt, you now deserve to go to prison. However," Padre Pio says, "in my goodness, I only give you two slaps that cause you some humiliation and pain, and then I tell you that there is no longer any debt between us. Everything has been paid off. What would you say to that?" So the engineer kind of realizes he's been cornered and says, "Well, Father, two slaps, of course, are better than going to prison." So now Padre Pio has to add, "And then don't you want to thank God, who with a little bit of suffering frees you from a much greater suffering that would be going to hell in the eternal life?" At this point, Padre Pio turned to everyone present and said, "I am more afraid of God's mercy than of his justice." Well, everyone was confused. They were speechless. So Padre Pio had to add, "You believe that something I said was not right, but I will now demonstrate it to you." And this is how he illustrates it. He says, "With the righteousness of God, through repentance, through some suffering, through an act of pain, and through sincere repentance, I'm able to somehow get onto an equal footing again. Instead, I would have to live 70,000 years just to repay a tiny fraction of the mercies that he has shown us. So you can see the awe with which he holds God's mercy. And here Padre Pio is also talking of the redemptive value in suffering, the narrow way we walk that kind of obliges God to really help us. But of course, God can also choose to just bypass that general rule with a spectacular conversion. Like the Apostle Paul, he was a real enemy of the early church. He hated our Lord. And contrary to all intuition, God chose that he was going to work the spectacular conversion of St. Paul. And what was the debt of gratitude that St. Paul must have owed when he realized what had been done? And please do feel free to add comments on God's mercy, what you understand by that. And also do enroll your Mass pre-intentions, your intentions to Padre Pio. We have a Mass every Friday. We bring your intentions to Padre Pio in the Mass. We bring Padre Pio's intentions for all of us in the Mass. And we ask you, do enroll your intentions. You can see the video on the end screen how to do that. You can go to the video description below. There's a link there through to our website.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, e così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e...